there are lots of scanners on the market, but they come in different forms. There are the flatbed kind, which have a lid on top and you lay your document or item on the glass underneath and close the lid and then press the scanner button or a key on your computer. These ones are normally attached to the computer, but you can get flatbed scanners which are standalone as well. But the one I'm going to talk to you about today is the Read Easy Move, which is a standalone scanner with built-in speech synthesis, but it has a camera, so it has an arm sitting on the top of the scanner and a mat which you stand the unit on at the edge to keep it still, and then the rest of the mat is the area where you lay your product or document or whatever it is you want to scan and press a button on the top of Read Easy Move and it will take a picture. So it's not actually a flatbed scanner, it's a camera scanner, and this one you can take anywhere, although it's mains only, but you can take it anywhere because it's quite portable and it really is quite fast and it scans pretty well. I'll give you the measurements, which I've got written down on a piece of paper here. It measures 7.6 by 3.1 by 8.3, and that's in inches, or you can have it 192 by 78 by 210 millimetres, and it weighs 4 pounds or 1.80 kgs. So, I'm going to start with, I've got a few items here, and I'm going to turn the unit on from scratch so that you can hear what it sounds like, how quickly it boots up, because it really is quite quick. I think of all the scanners I've tested so far, this is the quickest one. And this is a scanner that my husband and I keep downstairs in a spare bedroom so that when we get our post in the morning and we haven't got our computers turned on, we can just scan our mail. And it's quite good at doing that. And you don't have to open the letters before you scan them. You can just scan through the little window. And it's quite good at boxes and sort of products like, well, we'll try in a minute, but I've got a few items here. But it is good at recording sort of medication and sort of just household boxes of stuff, perhaps a freezer box. So there are lots of things you can use with it. The advantage being that the camera arm sits on top of the scanner and has enough room to let you have a fairly large item underneath it to scan, whereas a flatbed scanner is more difficult with boxes and cylindrical items because you need to close the lid and the glass is very flat. So it has its advantages and it has its disadvantages. So we'll start the Read Easy Move up and we'll see how we get on with a few things to scan. So I'm going to press the button now. And it's actually starting. It takes about 15 seconds for the voice to announce that Read Easy Move is ready. So we'll just wait and see what he says.
Read Easy is now ready.
Okay, you got that. So Read Easy is now ready. That's the famous Daniel voice. So what I've done is set Daniel to the menu voice and gives you all the sort of prompts. And I have another voice which I think is Serena, and she does the reading. So we have a few items here. I'll start with this one and see what it tells us. I know what it is, but let's see. Now there are several buttons on top of the scanner, but not too many. There's a scan button, and there is sort of a few arrow keys so that you can move up and down the document. You can speed it up and slow it down if you want to, and there's a volume on the side that you can turn it up if you wish. This is a very basic unit in terms of what it offers, because there are extras you can buy for it. There is a pack which you can add to it that will let you see the screen, so you can see what if you have some sight, you can see what's happening. And there's a case that goes with it if you want to buy it as an extra as well. But you know, I mean, I think for £1,500, which is what we paid for this, I think it's more than enough, thank you very much. So we kept it fairly simple. We didn't want any extras because we have the PC to do the complicated tasks. We just wanted a scanner downstairs that we can sort of pop in and out of the room, read something quickly, an advert, a leaflet, or something that comes through the door, our mail in the morning, sort out our talking books. Just something that we have downstairs. It saves us running up and putting the computers on and waiting for any updates that it might want and so on. So this is really ideal for us, and we didn't want any bells and whistles, which is what you can add to this scanner. It is quite a powerful unit. So with that in mind, I'm going to press the scanner button.
Capturing. Recognizing.
Paracetamol 500 milligram caplets. For the relief of mild to moderate pain including headache, migraine, neuralgia, toothache, sore throat and period pain. Also for the symptomatic relief of rheumatic and muscular aches and pains, sciatica, fibrositis, lumbago, joint swelling and stiffness, influenza, feverish colds and feverishness. Please re-add the enclosed leaflet carefully before use. Dosage: swallow the caplets, preferably with a drink of water. Adults, the elderly and children over 12 years, take one or two caplets up to four times a day, as required. Children 6 to 12 year, half to one caplet up to four times a day, as
Okay, so you get the gist that that is a packet of paracetamol. Now, on a flatbed scanner, it might have not been too bad to scan that because the box is not really very thick. But there are some boxes that would be quite difficult. So that gives you an idea that if you've got medication, it will actually tell you what it is, hopefully. So I'll put that to one side and we'll try another item. Now, this is a slightly bigger box and it's slightly thicker as well. So I just place that on the mat in front of the scanner. So it's easy to line up your document or whatever it is you want to scan because it has a mat which comes with it, and the scanner stands at one end of the mat, leaving you a really good area in front of it. And the camera sits on an arm above the scanner, and it's really, really good at picking up stuff. So if I press the button again.
Capturing. Recognizing.
Daily repair. Its advanced formula remineralizes teeth and helps restore enamel. Before. 12-hour protection for a healthy amount. Aminand. N equals dot AFFFIFE.
End of document.
Okay, so that's a tube of toothpaste, in case you didn't know. It's a fairly big box and quite thick, but it does give you an idea of what the thing is. So that's another item. Now I've got a document this time that I'm going to lay on the mat in front of the scanner. It's really good because you can line it up against the scanner, so you've got no fiddling about with this whatsoever. And then I'll just press the button again and that's all you do.
Capturing. Recognizing.
Installation. 4.3.1 Unpacking of the embosser. Unpack the embosser gently and check the items, save the packing material and transport locks in case of future transportation of the embosser. The 2-year warranty on parts is only valid if the embosser is transported in professional packaging and transport locks properly in place. The following is included in shipment. Embosser. User manual. Index USB memory stick. Power cord. USB cord. External switch to mode power supply for basic D and Everest D.
Okay, so that's an embosser manual, which is a sort of, it's an A4 manual, and I don't know what the print's like in it because I don't have any sight to see it, but it certainly gets the gist of what you want. Now, with this scanner, if you buy extra packs, you can get one of the feature packs that go with it, additional cost, of course, that will allow you to save documents and things. Our scanner doesn't save any documents. There are ports on here, USB ports that let you save it to a memory stick and stuff like that. Ours is just a very basic setup, because the more you have the scanner doing, the more you're going to pay for it, obviously. So we felt that for £1,500, as I said before, it's more than enough for our needs. But if you wanted a feature pack that enabled you to save and manipulate the document more, sort of tart it up a little bit, then you would have to pay for that. So that gives you a gist. It's very quick. It's very quiet. There isn't really, you know, anything else to it. It does what it says on the box. I think it's a great product. Personally, it gets my endorsement of all the ones I've tried. To me, this is the quickest. And if you want more information, it's available and sold in the UK by VisionAid International Limited. My advice is to contact them if you prefer one of the feature packs to go with it, but are not sure which is for you. Get in touch with them on 01775 711 977, or you can visit their website at www.visionaid.co.uk. I hope this has been of some use. And remember that you can always go to the web or give them a call. They're very helpful. They are very nice. We got our unit very quickly once we placed an order. So get in touch if you're interested.